The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
And good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining the show again. And I hear that last Monday, my son Sean did an outstanding job. And that's just because he comes from good stock.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. He did good, but he's not Nick.
Okay.
We missed you a whole lot. Just because it wasn't you.
But our engineer said, be careful, your job's at risk. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to double up on the whatevers to get whatever, because that's what I'm here for. Anyhow, I was on the Ocean Blue, and we went to some of the Caribbean countries. And we helped the economy because in two of the islands, St. Kitts and St. John's, I learned that tourism is their number one product for their economy.
Uh-huh.
So, and then we went to San Juan, which that helped their economy too because they count a lot on tourism. That's all I can do to help, Rog.
Yeah, and just so people can understand, and you have an economics degree,
right.
But when someone goes somewhere and they spend $50, that's not just $50 being spent, because the employees there get paid out of that. Then they go to the grocery store, spend $50. Then the grocery store employee can pay their mortgage or their rent, and then that goes to the landlord, who now has $50. So your one $50, meal when you took, Miss Millie out, ended up having hundreds of thousands of, not hundreds of thousands, but at least hundreds of dollars in impact to the local economy.
Is that trickle-down economics?
I don't know.
It trickles down, but it does it in a good way.
Yeah.
And we were happy to do it. In fact, we spent money in the islands shopping for Christmas instead of spending it here in the U.S. just because we wanted to help out, mm-hmm. do our part, whatever we can do.
Yeah, they got hit really bad down there.
Yeah.
We got hit here as well,
yeah.
But nowhere near as bad as they got hit.
No, not at all. And so we were happy to do it. By the way, folks, halftime today, we're going to have Security Center come in and share with us the economic benefit of having a security system.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Looking forward to it.
But in the meantime, what I'm going to talk about before halftime is the plan. What the government has settled on as far as the new tax bill that they're voting on this week to present to the president, and it looks like it'll pass.
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing.
Yeah. So, and it came out a bit different than what we all anticipated, Raj. I got a few left hooks from it. In fact, one of my clients came in today. He's got a small insurance agency, and he said, will this help me? I popped it up on my computer and I did the numbers in my head, and he'll come out about $1,000 to $1,500 to the good in taxes this year compared to last year based on last year's numbers, or this coming year, 2018, which we'll talk about in a minute. But for all my clients out there, if you have a small business and I haven't called you, call me, because we just need to chat before December 31st is over so that we can talk about different issues for you that can save you tax dollars overall between this year and next year.
But they need to do something before the new year?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have a small business, folks, give us a call, 904-928-1040, and we'll talk, because we want to help you save tax dollars. Roger knows my philosophy. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, but don't give him any of yours. Because if you do, you're not a good steward. But the thing is, surprisingly, Rog, people are anticipating good things from the new tax bill. And from what I see, it is going to help a lot of people in the middle class. I thought it wouldn't as much as the end result looks like it will.
Yeah. Can you see any downsides in it so far?
Yeah, there are a few downsides. And the biggest downside in the whole ball of wax is the fact that if you are married filing jointly and your itemized deductions, and let's assume you don't have any children under 17 or 17 and under, and your itemized deductions are 20, let's just say, actually, if your itemized deductions are less than $30,000 roughly, $32,000, then you're going to be in the red a little bit, not counting the different tax structure that comes along with the new tax bill, because the lower income tax rate is going to go from 15 to 12%, which is going to help a lot of people. So, and it helped my client who popped in today. So it all depends on your individual situation, folks, and everybody's different. It's not a, like a blanket thing, Raj. We can't say, okay, these people who make this much money are going to be better off than they were, because everybody has different situations as far as deductions go and so forth.
No cookie cutter kind of projection on this. Is there anybody or group of people or scenario where you say these people are really going to benefit from this?
Yeah, the lower income taxpayers who have children, because the child tax credit goes up to $2,000 and $1,400 of it is refundable, which means, let's just say you have four children under the age limit, 17 and under. If you have four children, the child tax credit goes to $8,000 for those four children. And that means that of those $8,000, $2,400 will go towards the taxes you owe. And if you don't owe that much in taxes, up to $2,400, you'll get a refund, not counting your income tax withholding, you'll get a refund of, don't tell me, let me guess, 8,000 minus 2,400 is 5,600.
Yeah. So you, that, and that doesn't even count any refund you would have gotten without it.
Correct.
So it, conceivably, you could end up with like $6,000-$7,000 back.
Right. And even if you only withheld 1,000.
All right. All right. So but good idea if you're renting, if that's your situation. Think about maybe using that as a down payment for a house.
Exactly. And what you have to keep in mind, folks, is this isn't permanent. After 2025, all bets are off. It goes back to the way it was.
Okay.
So from 2018 to 2025, we get this new tax bill. After 2025, they go, nah, never mind. We liked it, but we didn't like it that much, and you're costing us too much money, Americans. We're giving you too much money back. So be careful of that. Now, the thing is we were going to have three or four tax brackets down from the seven tax brackets, but we wound up in the latest version of the tax bill, which is going to be voted on, with seven tax brackets. But the thing is the tax rates are lower than they were before the new tax bill. So we'll see lower taxes overall for American public just because of the tax brackets going down.
Will this apply to our taxes in April or
no,
a year from now?
A year from now, okay. Unfortunately. So it's a good thing to plan for 2017, folks, to take as many deductions as you can possibly take, including your charitable contributions. And just a heads up, if you charge your charitable contributions on your credit card, you get to take them this year. I don't advocate charging and not paying it all off the next month.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
Good information. I've got a question after we get back from the break. And if you've got a question too, you can call Nick all hour long at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8222. 255. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek on from now until 3 here on Talk Radio WBOB. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the Law Office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The Law Office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. For your professional financial services needs, Simonek & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Simonek & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Simonek.net.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issues suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by Security Center USA.
I'm Paul Norse, Security Center USA. We do electronic security for commercial environments, burglar alarms, intrusion alarms, video surveillance, automation, access control, the assets of the business, the food coming and going out of the doors, and our medicine, productivity, and then again, liability.
Whether it's monitoring the cash register, shoplifting and theft, or vehicle management and misuse, Security Center USA has you covered.
Security, as we know it, has really evolved so much further from just keeping an eye for robberies and vandalisms and break-ins, and it's certainly great for that, but liability, protection of assets, and getting what you're paying for. We do a ton of 7-Elevens, more State Farm, Allstate, Nationwide, and independent real estate and insurance agencies, and I can even count Bono's Barbecue here in town and Luke Pizza Bar and Grill. I mean, every single one of them are our clients.
Security Center USA, the power of proven protection,
online at securitycenterusa.com.
Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik, who is here with us all hour answering questions relative to your finances. And, of course, the big news is the new tax law. It's been passed by the House. It looks like it's going to pass by the Senate or both, and then signed by the President. And it's looking good for a lot of people, at least most people, Nick.
Yeah, the House and the Senate came to an agreement, okay. And it's really different. Not that different, but there are a lot of twists and turns in it that I did not expect. And that were neither in the House's version or the Senate's version.
Yeah, but they got in there.
Because they got in there.
Miss Milley's been praying for America, but which we appreciate.
She does.
But we were saying before the break that this will not apply to the tax filing you have coming up in April of 2018.
Correct.
You have to wait an entire year. But we said off air, and we'll let the listeners know what we talked about. It will affect your withholdings beginning in January, which is just a few weeks should it pass, right?
Exactly right. And the thing is, folks, if it does affect your withholding and you've been owing the IRS these past years, you can go to your HR department and say, folks, I want to keep it the way it is, the withholding. I want to withhold the exact same amount.
Because if you don't do that, you'll start getting more money take home right away, and then you'll end up not benefiting, really. I mean, you'll get the money up front, but you want a nice little chunky refund and not have to pay the IRS a check at the end of a year from now. You want to get a refund instead, maybe go on that vacation you've been wanting on. It'd be a good idea to keep your withholdings the same and act like it hadn't passed and then get this real nice bonus in the beginning of next
year.
That's
right. The last thing I hate is writing the IRS a check on April 15th. It drives me crazy. So I have extra withheld from my pay, Roger. Uh-huh. And my withholding's not going to change next year because my situation will be different based on the new tax law. But like I said at the beginning of the first session, folks, if you're a client and you have a small business, give us a call if we haven't called you yet, because we have to talk about what you can do to save tax dollars combined between this year and next year.
And even if you're not a client and you'd like to be one, they can call you, right?
They can call us, yeah.
Okay, great. And you can help them out. Let me ask you a question with respect to withholdings. Can you get in trouble, really, with the IRS for having too much withheld?
No. In fact, they love keeping your money interest-free.
Okay.
They don't mind.
It's not really that wise to do from your own personal, but if you for whatever reason, like to get back a big refund every year, this is America, you can do so. You can have an extra $10,000 withheld in your check every year if you want.
Exactly.
And the IRS doesn't get upset about that.
Yeah, I saw...
Doesn't expose you to more likelihood of being audited or anything?
No. Okay. I saw a video of an NFL player getting arrested for disorderly conduct, and he was bragging about he pays the IRS $1 million a year. Well, you know, that's good that you pay the IRS $1 million a year, but don't go off on a police officer because that gets you in trouble. But the point is... He has extra money withheld. We take care of a couple of NFL people, several, and they have extra money withheld each year. And then what they do is if they have a refund, it's rolled over to the next year towards the first quarter payment. So keep that in mind and do some planning, folks, because it's going to cost you some dollars if you don't.
It's better to get a refund than the O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, just a side note, just to remind the folks out there, we hired Priscilla in our office because she heard me on the radio talking about we need some good accountants. We still need two more accountants. It's getting close to D-Day, tax day, and we really need to get two accountants in the office as soon as possible because the work's there, they're not.
What credentials are you looking for?
Looking for people, preferably a CPA, but people who have public accounting experience at least 3 to 5 years doing taxes. Because our accounting department is well staffed right now.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, folks. Also, don't forget to check out our app, The Pocket CPA, THE Pocket CPA. It's free to you, not to me. And it'll help you keep track of your expenses and your deductions. Now, the tax rate. Top tax rate goes down from 39.6 to 37% instead of the 35% they were tossing around. And then the phase out, as far as when it starts, it used to be $480,000 for married filing jointly. The 37% starts at 500,000 married filing jointly. Now, I thought they were going to do away with alternative minimum tax, and it's a weird tax that gets hit. Some people get hit by, even if you've made $84,000 a year as a couple filing jointly, above $84,000 a year, you're subject to alternative minimum tax if you have too many itemized deductions. The government says, nah, we're going to disallow some itemized deductions.
80 what? That's not really a lot of money, for especially for a couple.
No, but they just jacked it up in the new tax bill to $109,400, so that helps.
Still not what I consider to be a whole lot.
And because it's a bogus tax. It's a tax that says, we're going to disallow some itemized deductions so you can pay us 28%. Standard deduction for singles going from $6,500 to $12,000, and a married filing jointly is going from $13,000 to $24,000. And as I said before, personal exemptions go away. So, and you asked me earlier, Raj, will this help everybody? No, people who have like $26,000 or $27,000 in itemized deductions, and they're married with, even if it's just a couple, they lose the $8,000 exemptions they did have, $8,200.
Mm-hmm.
If they have four children, they lose a whole lot more, $48,000. So, or $24,000.
So you work hard, you have a nice income and a nice house, and you're making a decent mortgage payment, and you got a big family. This may not be, the windfall that it will be for others.
Exactly. And then the personal exemptions phase out, but the child tax credit kicks in to $2,000 from $1,000 if you have children 17 and under. And then the refundable portion used to be 15% of the earnings over $3,000. Now the refundable portion of the child tax credit, no matter what your earnings are, is up to $1,400. And then credit for other dependents. And what is that? Let's say you have a mother or father elderly living with you, and they're your dependents. Well, you get a $500 tax credit for them, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
They never had that before. And my mom passed away, so that doesn't help me. But it does help other people. Now, the family tax credits started phasing out. The child tax credit and all that, married filing jointly, started phasing out at $110,000. But they jacked that up to $400,000. So a lot of people, and I have a number of clients who make over $110,000, between $110,000 and $200,000 combined, mm-hmm. husband and wife. And they weren't able to take the child tax credit because it phased out. But now it's up to $400,000 for married filing jointly, so most of them can get it.
Yeah, now it's more in reach for most people.
So I'm going to get Social Security numbers for both of my dogs. Anyhow, just saying. Anyhow.
He's only kidding, by the way.
Yeah, I'm only kidding. Don't try this at home, kid. It won't work.
This has been done by skilled professionals with years of experience. Do not try this at home.
Amen. And guess what? All the education credits don't change. You continue to get your education credits for upper-level education.
Right.
Do
you have to already be working in that field? For example, if you are an accountant and you go back for continuing education –
Continuing doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Okay.
No, it's regular education credits for a bachelor's and then a master's degree. Mm-hmm. You get a tuition waivers. They were going to tax them, but they no longer. Student loan interest, you can still deduct. They were going to take that away. And if you're a teacher, classroom expenses, yada, yada.
Okay, let me ask you this. Suppose, we live right on the border of Georgia. A lot of people listen in Georgia. Someone considering a move right now, upgrading, getting a different home, or even downgrading, would it be more beneficial to live in Georgia or Florida with respect to the new tax law, or have you looked at that yet?
Yeah, if you're living in Georgia and you pay a lot of state income tax, between the state and local taxes, counting real estate taxes, you can only deduct up to $10,000, so you might consider moving to Florida.
Yeah, just on the other side of the border. Okay. All right, It's Your Money. Real interesting.
Yeah, and after the break,
we got a special treat coming up your way, especially if you don't have a home security system. You want to learn how that can benefit you financially. Be ready to listen to a very interesting half hour coming up. 904-222-TALKS, our number, 904-222-8255. WBOB.
Thank you.
Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik with Semenik, Semenik & Associates. Online at Semenik.net, 904-928-1040 is the office number. But here at the station, you can call and ask questions at 904-222-TALK. Just a real quick update on what we were mentioning before the break with respect to people looking maybe to upgrade or downgrade. They're living on the Georgia side of the border, and as far as tax benefits, it may be better after the new tax law gets passed to live in Florida. But that would really only apply if they also work in Florida, right?
Right, because Georgia residents get taxed in Georgia. For instance, if you're a Georgia resident and you're working in South Carolina, well, South Carolina will tax you, but so will Georgia.
Right.
But Georgia will give you a credit for the taxes you pay in South Carolina. Conversely, if you live in Georgia and work in Florida, Georgia's going to tax you on that income, but you don't get any tax credit for Florida taxes because we don't have any for individuals.
Exactly. So if you still work in Georgia and live in Florida,
you're going to get taxed.
You're still going to get the Georgia state tax. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. We got Paul here.
Paul Norris from Security Center USA is back with
us
today.
Welcome, Paul. It's been a while.
And, you know, we're all into technology these days. In fact, you know, I was just looking myself because we've got these Alexa devices.
Oh,
we're
talking
off the air how your security service interacts with Alexa. You can talk to Alexa and control your security system with Security Center USA, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, by nature, we're integrators like we discussed a few weeks back when I was here. So, in essence, we can make anything talk to anything, but new technology certainly is talking with Alexa. And they have a lot of fun together. They really do.
They're good friends.
They rub each other's back.
But Alexa doesn't scratch my back with it because I've got outdated Security Center equipment in my house.
We can fix that.
Now, Paul can fix that for a nominal fee, right?
Just a nominal one because you're an existing client.
So I love it.
How affordable would it be for, say, on the low end? You just want to do a basic upgrade to something that can communicate with these new, you know, voice-activated devices. Roughly are you talking about as far as dollars?
It's great. And you're going to see some promotions hitting the billboards and streets here first of the year for some of our new promotions. But, you know, our basic offer start around $349, you know, installed with devices.
That's not bad.
It gets smart home ready. And then, of course, from there, it'll integrate with Alexa if you're using it. And rates are as low as $12.95 a month.
It's very affordable.
Yeah, well, it's certainly the most competitive in the market space. You won't find any more aggressive rates from that perspective.
So how can you save dollars by getting security systems? Get them from Security Center.
Well, that's one element. I mean, you're certainly going to, in comparison to the other providers, shave your bill significantly, so to speak, or an investment. But on the same lines, home automation, right? So now, again, we're working with the thermostats, working with the lighting controls. So between that and, of course, our insurance savings of having a system, you know, as insurance companies, they're not going to give you a discount if things aren't pretty, you know, proactive and capable of working for you. So between the insurance savings of having a monitored system, giving them a certificate that we provide for you, between, of course, you know, home automation, controlling those devices, making sure that home is efficient.
Average home in Jacksonville, they have a security system with you. How much are they saving on their homeowner's insurance every month after paying you just 12 something a month?
Yeah, $12.95 is our basic offering. You know, it varies based on your provider. In most cases, many of these insurance companies will give you up to a 10% discount on your policy. It certainly more than pays for itself.
Right.
Wow.
So you almost get security for your, you know, home and business or home and family for charge.
I don't know if I got that discount from my insurance company. I don't know if I ever mentioned it to them.
You're discount king, too. You have to get on that.
I'm telling you. So you could actually end up being, you know, in the black as a result of having a security system. You're paying $12.95 a month to you, but your security system, your homeowner's insurance, may be knocking off $30 a month off your monthly premiums.
That's right.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, the cup of coffee we buy a day at the gas station doesn't do that for you.
No. it doesn't even get your heart
started.
That's
right. Much less protect the family, the home, and give you a discount on your insurance premium.
Amen. And if there's two of you and you go to the local coffee shop, not mentioning any names, but the initials are Starbucks, it'll cost you just about that every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. We're here with Paul Norris with Security Center USA, online at
securitycenterusa.com.
Easy to remember. And your phone number?
904-727-5000. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, one of the sponsors of It's Your Money with Nick Semenik.
And when you call them, folks, let them know that you're a listener, and Paul will treat you right. He always does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We pride ourselves on customer service. Yeah, it's all about the clients. Yeah, it's all about you and your families.
What's the latest in technology? You know, one of the most annoying things that happened to our family last week, oh, my goodness, in the middle of the night, the smoke detector starts going off for no reason.
Oh, wow.
Does that happen a lot with people? We don't have, unfortunately, we don't have Security Center USA currently, yeah. But I just learned about you, you know, a few months back.
Well, I can promise you if you did and you had the problem, we'd get it fixed so you wouldn't have the problem. That's the beauty of having us. But I think with all technology, you've got kinks that you got to work out, especially new implementations. So I think there's a variety of answers for that. But end of the day, it's... And we go back to how does security, you know, equate to a better investment? How does it does it help us from managing our wealth? And that's a prime example of being able to be with a strong provider that can support you so you're getting bang for your buck, right? So if something's not operational or not functioning properly, you call us. We want to support you. And you, when you're talking about a premium that's so competitive in the market space, we provide a phenomenal support with our A+ BBB rating in comparison to some others. As such an investment, it's almost a no-brainer from that perspective. So it's pretty exciting.
And folks, just so we can interpret for him what he said was, they have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Yeah.
Which is excellent because Better Business Bureau takes negative comments seriously, and A+ rating's good.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we all want what we pay for. And I think we've all experienced times we've invested with partnerships and we didn't necessarily feel like we were getting what we were paying for. So we work hard to make sure that we're competitive but don't sacrifice the quality of products or services that we're going to give to you. So it's exciting.
Okay, Paul Norse with us from Security Center USA. If you've got a question for him, feel free to call in at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. It looks like every time you look on the news lately – some person that was up to no good was busted on camera because of a security camera, home security system video that caught them doing something. Is that something that's been beneficial to many of your clients? I know it's been a benefit to law enforcement.
We've been doing video surveillance for almost 20 years now. So we've benefited the public and private sectors for a lot of years. But we definitely see and have seen over the years the trend on the home is more and more common. And you know, I think we mentioned it last time we were here. It's certainly great to catch a criminal or to catch some of these acts, but we truly believe, and it's our motto, the power of prevention. I'd rather have it there and prevent it altogether. Mm-hmm. If it occurs, absolutely it's a benefit to these unfortunate series of events. But above and beyond, liability is so big nowadays. Everybody's out there to sue everybody, unfortunately.
Including the criminals.
I'm telling you. And it's real.
Criminals have sued homeowners.
That's right. So when you have video recorded events of what transpired, we are able to kind of defer some of those false claims. So, well, they may not be false, but claims altogether. Yeah. So it's been interesting.
And besides, you know, having a security system in your home, how beneficial is it for people to see the sign outside saying protected by Security Center?
Well, it's definitely your first line of defense. I mean, no one could ever dispute the fact that sign stickers are a great asset in way of first line of defense. And that's the same with our small commercial programs or even our large and medium business campaigns. So I firmly believe in some notification, some form of written notification. But at the end of the day, these career criminals are pretty in tune with what to look for. So even in those cases where you may have it, they know other things to do and look for that really give us identification whether or not you're well protected or not.
What if it's nighttime? You know, it's not well lit and that kind of thing. Do you guys have camera technology that still videotapes them in the dark?
Do criminals operate in the evening? Yeah, absolutely. Day and night, we got you covered.
So some stupid criminal's out, you know, checking to see whether or not the car door is unlocked, you know, in the driveway.
Happens a lot.
And they think they can't be seen because it's dark, you know. But even with that, you can have a motion detector light. We've got one of those at our house.
Not even pitch black. You know, technology will allow us to see, far greater than 100 feet, but in most cases, 100 feet is a pretty good rule of thumb for our residential, you know, services. So, yeah, you're seeing day or night.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go back to investment or homes, right? I mean, damages. When we look at vandalism alone, an attempted robbery or burglary in a home or commercial averages $1,900.
It costs $1,900 just because they broke in.
That's right.
On average.
Man. On average. So when we look at just eliminating, deterring the possibility of that occurring, we're already looking at financial benefits. Mm. So there are so many hidden benefits that we don't chuck up really to, you know, these type of systems and technology. So it's above and beyond, we're protecting our family and our homes.
Paul, Nick, it looks like something that, you know, it's a win-win, because not only is it very affordable, but you end up being reimbursed.
That's right.
And even more so from your homeowner's insurance policy. And you give a certificate.
Don't tell him.
And you're going to give Nick one. Because he's not taking advantage of it.
He's got it.
And we come back, we'll talk more with Paul and answer your questions, too. If you've got questions, 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. This is AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio, WBOB, and it's your money. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the Law Office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The Law Office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. For your professional financial services needs, Simonek & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially, except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Simonek & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at simonek.net. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by Security Center USA.
We offer a wide variety of products and services to fit not only your budget, but also the needs of the home at a fraction of the price. The safety of your family and your home is the dominant reason we exist.
One of the most important decisions you can make is how to provide the best protection for your family and home. Security Center USA uses a customized approach, offering protection from home invasions, burglary, vehicle theft, fire and medical alert, high definition surveillance, video intercom, and GPS systems, just to name a few.
Your home security, your video surveillance, and your home automation, lights, locks, thermostats, life safety devices such as smoke detectors, carbon detectors, heat sensors, all inclusive, one mobile app, super user friendly. The best part, $12.95 is where the rates start at from a monthly perspective, and there is not a company I'm aware of in the country that can even get close to those rates.
Learn more at securitycenterusa.com.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479. John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonik. I'm Roger Henderson, and Paul Norris from Security Center USA is with us. SecurityCenterUSA.com online.
Check us out.
And we're just talking, Nick, about some of the cool stuff that he's doing.
And it's really neat that you can leave the house. And what you were saying, Paul, is you leave the house with your cell phone and the house basically shuts down for you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, proximity-based geolocation. So, you know, naturally, when we customize a solution for you and we involve some of the automation devices we're talking about by controlling lights and locks and thermostats, even your garage door in many cases, depending on the motors that you have, you can...
The reason I'm laughing is because Millie and I, we leave the house and we both say, did we shut the garage door? And we turn around and go back home.
And it was shut.
It was shut. Yeah.
Happens all the time. So now you can look from your mobile device, identify whether it is or it is not, and of course, activate that feature.
You need to have Paul come over, Nick, and upgrade you,
I'm telling you.
I've been telling him for years. I really have.
All he was concerned about was the cameras in the pantry when his daughter was coming over.
Well, we stopped that.
Helping yourself to the cans of tuna.
The food bill more than paid for the system.
The food bill did. And in fact, Roxy got so disgusted, she moved to Arizona. She figures, I can't get a free meal here anymore. Let me leave.
So what you're referring to, though, is our proximity geolocation, right? So when your phone is entering or exiting a predefined location, such as your home or business, and we set these things up for you, it can create all kinds of automated actions, along with integrating with Alexa and some of these other smart home technologies. So when you're entering a predefined zone, coming home from work, we want to turn those lights on. We want to open the garage. We want to bring that thermostat down, and we want to put the hot water heater back on.
Wow, that could save a lot of money.
Well, that's the point, efficiency. Yeah. Right? We want to have near green home, right, and working with all these technologies together.
Even if you're not a greeny tree hugger type, which I know we have a lot of people who are against that whole idea, just not having to pay the power bill.
Saving the money, that's right.
Save the money, and if you don't like that, send it to Roger.
That's right.
I'm being funny.
No, send it to Nick. Anyhow, send it to Paul. I didn't mention this. We were talking off the air, and I didn't mention this to you, Paul, but you brought it up, and that is in our community, we got a community blast from the community saying, don't leave your boxes from TVs and stuff out. Tell us about that.
Well, as any time that we've experienced in the past, when we approach these holidays, crime has a tendency to increase, and largely it increases because of need and opportunity, as we discussed, right? These people who are committing these acts, more than likely, many of them are also looking to provide for their families. Maybe not the way we feel fit, but nonetheless. So we see crime definitely takes a spike around these times. And believe it or not, I know we're talking largely about the home, but this goes to the small business owners too. We see an increase in employee theft during these holiday seasons. We're hiring at a higher rate, so we have less vetted prospects on the payroll. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have more volume coming into these stores. So the opportunity is there for them to be able to take advantage of them. And let's face it, they're good people. They want to provide one way, shape, or form. And so these are benefits across the board, whether we're talking about a consumer, a home, a residential, or a small business, but absolutely gets heightened. And where we have to be very careful is when we're so excited about the 43-inch Samsung that we got, that our wonderful wife was so awesome to hear, if we if she bought it and we didn't buy it for ourselves and put her name on it. Mm-hmm. And we put it out by the curb. We put the box there, and it tells the entire neighborhood about your new Ultra HD television. Yeah. So we have to be careful and 4K. Understand. That's right, 4K. If it's not 4K, you're behind the times already, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, all these things really work well together, and you talk about external video surveillance. Mm-hmm. A lot of it boils down to being real strategic with what we do. Again, we want to prevent as opposed to catch at any time.
Yes.
But, yeah, heighten sense of security around these times.
And when you talk about small business, my daddy always said the best way to make an honest man dishonest is give him a chance.
I'm telling you. So,
that's sad. It's sad. And for the human race, a lot of people, you know, have a weakness in that area. They're just, you know, lacking in integrity and honesty,
right.
And they'll steal from you if you let them.
Well, it's need and opportunity, you know? Right? So we can't do anything about the need, right? The need is going to exist. Provision for the family. The opportunity is what we've got to really be keenly aware of eliminating and making sure that we're not putting the opportunity out there. Mm. So we know, unfortunate but true, when we're driving down the highway and we see the state trooper, what's the first thing we all do?
Hit the brakes.
Whether you're speeding or not, and half the time, I check for the seatbelt it's on, and I'm going 5 miles an hour under the speed limit.
And you quit texting. So,
that's right. Yeah, most definitely, right? So we know that overall, as a human being, we do more good and less bad when we think we're being watched. So when it comes to a small business, duplicating that presence is very important.
Yeah. Typical business, you're able to save a lot of money. I know we don't have a lot of time left.
Yeah, we've got no money down promotions to get these things installed and get these technologies working for them. But we have guarantees. Look, we do no cost, no obligation consultations in home and in business. If we can't show you methods where we can, in most cases, give you a very strong return, or our systems more than pay for themselves, like we're mentioning, you know, we're oftentimes the first to tell you it may not be the best move for you. Yeah, you know, the thing about us, and we operate with integrity. We want to see things succeed for you, and we're a solution, you know, not a added expense in any case.
Yeah, this radio station in particular has a lot of small business owners tuned.
Sure.
And what are some of the losses that you find small businesses, the type of losses that they see, and how are you able to prevent them?
I don't know if we have time for me to tell you all of them, but I can tell you, based on industries, it is phenomenal. I mean, the greatest hidden loss in any business is customer service. So where most of our business owners have seen a huge increase is being able to monitor how their clients are being treated, retraining them on how to interact with the client, how to suggestively sell and get more per transaction, and to make sure that they're coming back to your business because their experience was good. As a small business owner, we have all felt when we have a staff member who's a productive staff member but didn't have the best day. So therefore, they unintentionally and often cases don't treat the customer like they're the most important asset. And in oftentimes that results in a loss of a client. And in any business could be upward of $2,000 annually based on Subway Corp. Right.
Yeah, multiply that times 10. And
that's right. Yeah. Along the same lines, believe it or not, we've got letter after letter after letter, testimonial-wise, from liabilities alone, where we prevent workers' comp claims or slip and falls. I mean, we saw the news just a few weeks or a month ago in regards to the lady who was frivolously, you know, suing people, saying she slipped and fell and she never stepped foot in their restaurants and or these small businesses. So when we're in the day and age that we're in, society, liability alone. I mean, think about a daycare for a minute. One false claim that you're not able to really prove costs you tens of thousands just to defend your innocence and tarnishes your reputation.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, when they come to drop their child off and DCF is there, no one wants to come back. It's a scary piece of the pie. So
it is. Okay.
There are endless amounts.
All right, man. The hours really zip by now.
Gone.
Okay.
I want to ask Paul Moore. We'll catch him next time, though.
Okay. Well, if you didn't hear the whole program, tune in Saturday to our sister station, 100.3 The Biz, 5 o'clock Saturdays. Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with Nick Simonic here on WBOB, AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with certified public accountant Nick Simonic. Simonic and Associates Accounting Firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Simonic Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904- 904-
877-928-1040 or visit SeminicCPA.com.